Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the eighth day of Sivan Tovshin Pei Dalet Isruchak. Masechta Gittin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. There is a halacha that everybody is believed to testify for a woman about her husband dying. We trust almost everyone, but there are a few exceptions. And they are the famous five, namely the five women that tend to not like, shall we say, or hate, even have a dislike for the woman concerned, for the wife concerned, and they're not trusted to say that her husband has died. They might try to get her into trouble, to get her to marry someone and then have child and make a mumzer because the husband's really alive. Who are the five? They are the mother-in-law, daughter of the mother-in-law, that's a step, that's a sister-in-law, and tzora, that is the rival wife, if there's more than one wife, the yavama means the wife of her husband's brother, who's a potential threat to her if her husband dies without children. Basbaila means a stepdaughter, husband that brought in from another marriage. These five women are not trusted to say that their sister-in-law, their daughter-in-law, in all these cases, has that their husband has died. Why? Because they might make a false report about the husband dying to get her into trouble, to get her to marry someone, and she was really an ashesish. What about these five women? Do we trust them to bring a get? If they bring a bill of divorce, can we trust that? Says the Mishnah, even the women who are not trusted to say that a woman's husband has died, nemonis, they are believed, lahaviskida, to bring her get, to bring a divorce. And the Gemara explains, we're talking about Dafke coming from overseas, because they have to say the words, b'fane nechta, b'fane nechta. It was signed and sealed in front of me. So therefore, if the husband will ever try to dispute the get, we will not pay attention. So therefore, they're believed to bring the get, because how are they making a problem for the wife? We will believe them, even against the husband's taina, if he says that he didn't divorce her. So that's no problem. Now, what about in Eretz Yisrael, where a shliach does not need to say that it was signed and sealed in front of me? And if the husband will come and claim that the get was a forgery, it will be successful. There, women will not be believed to bring her get, because they could indeed try to get her into trouble. Maybe she wasn't divorced and they'll bring her get, and he'll come and say that it's a forgery. And that'll spoil the whole story. It comes out she was an ashesish, marrying another man. She'll lose both husbands, the one that she was with and the old husband. That is a danger. And that's why we don't trust these five women in a place like Eretz Yisrael, where you don't have to say before an nachtam, and they bring the get. That's a problem. We will not trust it. Who are the five? The five women that are trusted to bring a get from Medina Siam, from outside Israel, where they have to save a nachta, and not trusted in Israel. And they are Chamoisa, her mother-in-law, Obas Chamoisa, and the daughter of her mother-in-law, namely the sister of her husband, sister-in-law. But Tzorosa means another wife in that marriage. They were allowed to have more than one wife. So who was married to her husband? V'yavimto, Yavimto means the wife of the brother of a husband, who's a potential threat, as we said, in case her husband dies without children, and then her own husband will have to marry this woman, so she'll become a rival wife. Ubas Baila, and a daughter or stepdaughter that the husband brought in from another marriage. All these are believed to say that to bring a get from Chutz La'aretz. Ma ben get lemisa. What's the difference between get and misa? Why are they believed to say that this get is from your husband and she can use that? Shak sav machiach. Because the writing of the get is evidencing that there was a divorce. It's not just relying on their hearsay or what they're saying or their edus. If it was just that, we wouldn't believe it. It's because we've got writing here as evidence. A get shows it. Haisha atzma mevias gita. Says the Mishnah further, a woman herself can bring her get, or vilvad shehi tzricha loimer b'fon enecht v'anachlem. But as long as she has to say the words, it was written and sealed in front of me. And what does that mean exactly? The Gemara explains we're talking here about a husband who gave a get to his wife that was written and sealed in her presence. But he told her, instead of giving her the get straight away, which would have been fine, would have solved all the problems, he said, I'm giving you the get not to be your divorce, that you are not divorced from me yet, until you go unto a Beis Din in that country or that city, and you tell them the words, that it was signed and sealed in front of you, and then the Beis Din will appoint a shliach, and they'll give you the get. That's the case we're talking about. He wanted it to only be a get in that way. And a Mishnah is coming to tell us that a woman is believed to tell the Beis Din then that my husband made such a condition with me that it'll be my get, but I have to say, and I can certainly say that, and that's the case we're talking about. And a woman is believed to do that. But if the husband made no such condition, and he simply gives her a get, and she produces it, then that's fine. She's megarashis. She's divorced. She doesn't have to say v'fananachtem. We would allow to get married, even without confirming the get. Why? Because if she's got the get in her hand, and it's signed, even if it hasn't been confirmed in front of us, there's not what's the worry. You worry that she's forged it? No way a woman would forge such a get. She wouldn't want to mekalkel herself to ruin her own marriage and to ruin her own life by doing that. So therefore, there's no chash, there's no worry about forgery here, and she would be trusted to say that this is my get. Perek Gimel, Gittin Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Now, one of the things that's so important with a get is that the get has to be written in that for the name of that man and for the name of the woman. And that we know because it says v'chosav lo. It has to be written. The husband has to write the get for lishma, for her name. Our Mishnah is going to teach us that any get that's not written for her name or his name or for sake of gerushin, it's not get. You need three things. It has to be written with the husband's name in mind and for that particular wife in mind and for the purpose of divorce. Kol get, says the Mishnah, any get shenichtav shelo l'shum isha, it was not written by the sofer for the particular woman who's getting the divorce, but let's say it was written as a sample for his students, he's teaching the nusach of a get, posel. It'll be unfit to use for any person to megarish his wife with it. Ketzad, let's give an example. Hoya over bashuk, the husband is going for a stroll in the market, v'shoma kol sofrim makrin, and he hears the sound of a teacher teaching his students how to write the get, the nusach of the get, ish ploini megarish, ish ploini mimokam ploini, and he mentions, and he's getting him to write that this man, Yankel, is megarish, his wife, Sarah, from coming from whatever it was, coming from Yerushalayim, and it just so happens that the name of the man was Yaakov, the one who was walking past down the street. And his wife's name was Sarah. And he thought to himself, oh, I'm going to buy a cheap divorcee because that's got the same names as myself and my wife. V'omer, and he says, Zeshmi, V'zem Hashem Ishti. Wonderful, that's my wife, that's my name, that's my wife's name. Please, can I have that get? I'll use it to divorce my wife. Says the Mishnah Apostle Legaresh Boy. It is unfit to use to divorce his wife with it because it wasn't written for the purpose of a divorce at all. It was written for practice, just to how to write a get. And the Torah says, v'kosav lo sefer krisos, that the husband has to write a sefer or a get that was written for the purpose of divorce. Yes, amikain, says the Mishnah, even more than that. A bigger chiddush now. Kosav, if a person wrote a get, legarish bo ishtoi, to divorce his wife, v'nimlach, and he changed his mind. He said, no, I'm not going to do it. Metzoy ben Yiro, a fellow townsman sees him. V'omerlin says, oh, Shmi kishimcha v'shemishticha. Look, we've got the same names, and our wives have the same names. Give it to me. I want to use it to divorce my wife. I know you don't want to use it anymore, but I'll use it. Now, here you have a get. It's written for the purpose of gerushin. It's just for the different couple. That's also possible, a garish boy. Says the Mishnah, that's also unusable and cannot be done because it wasn't written for that particular yankel, for that particular sorrow. And it has to be written for kosav, the Torah says, it has to be written lishma. Then says the Mishnah, yes, the McCain, even more than that, will bring a bigger chiddush. Hoylosh de Noshim, he had two wives. Ushmosei and Shovim, the names were the same. Kosov Legarish Bersagdola, and he wrote the get to divorce the older one, who happened to be Leah. And he's got another wife called Leah as well, a younger one. Lo Yagarish Bersagdan, he can't divorce the younger one, who's also called Leah, even though it's the right husband, it's the same husband, it's written for the same, and it's written for one of his wives with the right name, but it's the wrong wife that it was written initially for. Even that will be possible, because it says Kosov Lo, it's right for him, for her, Lishma. Yes, McCain, and the biggest chiddush, the Mishnah says, right at the end now, Omer Lelavlo, if he told a scribe, he told a man, this man, the person who has two wives with the same name, and he says to the scribe, Kisoiv Le'eza Sheretz Agarish, write the get in such a way that whichever Leah I want to divorce, I'm going to divorce. Whichever one of the wives I want to divorce, I want to use it for. Even that possible garish boy is unfit to use as a divorce bill of divorce, because at the time of writing the get, it was not clear which one he was going to use to divorce. And therefore the get is ultimately not done lishma. It's not done for the name of the person, for the purpose of that particular wife that he wants to divorce now, and it's not kosher.